Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there, too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Hey neighbors, the 2017 edition of the Griswold Cattle Grass-to-Grid Bull Sale is this Saturday, April 8th, starting at 12:30 p.m. in Follette, Texas. They'll be selling 250 bulls, a tremendous set of bulls, Angus, Sim-Angus, and Irish Whiskey Angus bulls. For details, you can call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or go to their website, griswoldcattle.com, to see the catalog. The Griswold Grass-to-Grid Bull Sale this Saturday, it'll be live on dvauction.com.
In Washington, D.C. yesterday, American Farm Bureau tax advisor Pat Wolf says producers facing tough conditions right now need tax management tools to weather the economic storm. But Wolf also tells House ag lawmakers that congressional tax writers considering changes to cash accounting, interest deductions, and other tax breaks need to be careful how they structure the first major tax overhaul since 1986.
Unless farmers and ranchers continue to have access to a menu of tax provisions that help them deal with the cyclical and unpredictable nature of their businesses, there is a potential that even with lower tax rates, there could be an increase in taxes that farmers and ranchers pay.
Among AFBF tax priorities, same-year expensing of equipment costs, cash accounting, lower capital gains taxes, continued use of like-kind exchanges to defer taxes on assets being replaced, and ending the estate tax that Wolf calls a cloud over farming. Former Ag Panel member Christy Noem, now on Tax Writing, Ways and Means, says it took her 10 years to pay off a loan for the estate tax on her family farm after her father died in a tragic farming accident.
And many producers find themselves in a similar spot if tragedy strikes their family. And that's why I've sponsored legislation to repeal the death tax and was glad that it was included in the House Ways and Means Tax Reform Blueprint.
AFB and ag tax experts are not taking a position yet on a 20% border adjustment tax that Wolf says has both pros and cons.
The provision is designed to make our products more competitive in foreign markets. That's a huge positive for agriculture because we export so much, 25% of our products. On the flip side, we also rely on imported supplies, fertilizer, fuel, and that those items would increase in price, at least initially.
But Wolf and others testifying say they'd have to see how it's structured before they can tell if a border tax would be a net plus for agriculture. And big news as the EU approves the Chemchina-Syngenta deal. The European Union has approved the $43 billion takeover of Syngenta by Chemchina just a day after receiving U.S. approval. Bloomberg reports the EU approval is conditional on Chemchina's offer to divest a significant part of its pesticide business, some generic pesticides the unit is developing, a plant growth regulator, and some of Syngenta's pesticides, along with related assets and personnel. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission said Tuesday that it was requiring the companies to divest three types of pesticides in the U.S. as a condition for completing their deal. The companies expect to close the deal by the end of June this year. Stay tuned. You've got farm news on Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's Bull Sale, April 8th in Boswell.
That's your farm news. I'm Carson Horn reporting on the Radio Oklahoma Network.